PJ, we expected an entertaining game between the Rockets and the Celtics. I believe they delivered. An overtime game in Houston hangs on to win by a point.
They really did. For three quarters, you couldn't figure out what was going on. They went back and forth. And these two teams, for whatever reason, when they lead after three, they get it done. It didn't look like it was going to happen for Houston after an unbelievable ending to the game. Jason Tatum misses a free throw intentionally, rockets it off the front of the rim. It goes up in the air. There's a mad scramble, and the ball all of a sudden ends up in Jaylen Brown's hand, top of the key. He knocked down a three, and we should have had overtime because that's how tough this game was and how much both teams wanted. It was really an entertaining night.
Rockets are now 10-2 with the small ball lineup. They traded Clint Capella. That really opened up the floor, especially for Russell Westbrook. And you mentioned time and again the efficiency. Tonight he goes for a game-high 41.
Well, we're used to Russell Westbrook putting up unbelievable numbers, but truth be told, sometimes the percentage didn't back it up. He would miss his threes, or he wouldn't have an effective field goal percentage, but he still delivered for his team. Well, now the bad news for the rest of the league, particularly the Western Conference, he's still putting up 30 or 40 points, but guess what, guys? He's doing it shooting 55, 60% from the field. He's making his free throws, and he's doing everything else that he always does, including a spectacular one-hand rebound dunk late in the game.
James Harden finished with 21 points, and his two free throws of only three taken tonight were the difference in the game late in overtime. The Rockets, six straight win, fourth in the West, and climbing as they defeat the Celtics in overtime, 111-110. For PJ Carlissimo, I'm Mark Kestisher, right here on your home for the NBA, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.